Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
All right, let's move now from entrepreneurship to the cost of living, which I don't need to tell you is soaring in 2025. Many of us finding it increasingly difficult to save for the future. In fact, new research shows that 70%, let me repeat that, 70% of South Africans don't have enough money left at the end of the month to put aside for retirement. So how do we break the cycle? Are there new practical steps that we can take to build a secure financial future without sacrificing our day-to-day needs? I want to get a perspective on this tonight from Asavela Gwele, who is a senior consultant at 10X Investments. Asavela, good evening to you and welcome. Maybe let's start with the big picture. How bad is the retirement savings crisis in South Africa? What are the main reasons that people are struggling to save?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thank you for having me today. I think one of the biggest issues currently is that, first of all, South Africans in general don't have a good savings culture. Most South Africans have a very low savings culture. And on top of that, the cost of living is higher than it's been in a very long time at the moment.
It's difficult, isn't it, to have a savings culture if the cost of living is increasing all the time, though. We really are between a rock and a hard place.
That is correct. But with that, it's important that individually we also try to do the best that we can with the little that we have from as early as possible, and just trying to create those good habits from that very first paycheck that you get.
So let's talk about those habits if we can. One of your key recommendations is to start early, even if it's with a small amount. But again, good idea, but many people feel they don't have enough extra money to save. I guess the question is, how do you convince them?
I think it's, first of all, by emphasizing that time is your greatest asset when it comes to retirement planning. The earlier you begin, the more you can also benefit from things such as compound interest, which allows your money to grow exponentially over time. And just creating those healthy habits where you get into the habit of putting money aside to save before even covering your monthly expenses, basically paying yourself by putting money away for your investment before even deep diving into your other expenses.
And often that means a lot of self-discipline and even a little bit of self-sacrifice.
Correct. Unfortunately, it does come with a lot of self-sacrifice and discipline because you create these habits, and then to keep them in place, it's important that you repeat it month on month. Even if your salary does increase, you still have to kind of maintain the same financial habits that you had before and not make sure that your expenses are doubling as your income increases over time as well.
Now, Asavela, changing jobs is a reality for many South Africans, and a lot of people cash out their retirement savings instead of preserving them. I do understand that often it's a sign of necessity and even desperation, but it is a costly mistake, isn't it?
Correct. We always say to people, in your career, you're going to change jobs at least 5 to 6 times. So when transitioning between jobs, it's important that you transfer your retirement savings into a preservation fund so that you make sure that you're not going to set yourself back, because cashing out today might seem like it's going to provide relief over the short term, but that's time and money that you won't be able to make up in the next 10, 20, 30 years.
And you've got to be very careful about what you do with those retirement savings when moving on to a new job.
That is correct. So it's also important that you stay informed. You are aware of the different options and what the implications are. Like, for example, if you are changing jobs, it's important that you understand, what is a preservation fund? How does it work? What is a Section 14 transfer? What are the fees associated with it? Make sure that you are in a position where you are empowered and you have the necessary information to make those decisions when those life events happen.
And key to that argument, of course, and you rightly say that it's understanding the fees that are attached to any kind of investment. Also important, Asavela, is diversification. That's an important strategy. Why do you think it's crucial that the average South African diversify their retirement savings effectively? What are the advantages in that respect?
So some of the advantages of diversifying your investment is basically just managing risk and maximizing returns. Because by spreading your investment across different asset classes, you basically protect yourself against market volatility, and you also ensure stable growth over time. So you're basically making sure that you're owning a little bit of everything so that no matter what happens in the market, you're still in a position where you are still okay.
So a little bit of everything does sound nice, but you, as you rightly point out, you've got to weigh up the risk as far as that is concerned. So are there types of investments that you recommend that should be part of a well-balanced retirement portfolio?
So we always say to people, your investment term horizon is an important factor in determining how to invest for retirement. We always say that if you have 5 years or even more, then you can afford to invest in a portfolio that comprises of equities, property, cash, and bonds. And if we're looking at equities, it's important that you know you want to maximize on the growth that you can get from the portfolio while also keeping your fees at a minimum.
You also say that it's important to align investment with financial goals. In practical terms, Asavela, what does that mean? And how does someone assess if their retirement savings are on track?
So we always say to people, it's important to determine what your goals are and thereafter decide how you want to get there. For example, if you're saying that at retirement, you want to be able to earn an income of a certain amount, it's important that you start doing the calculations now to see what percentage of your income you need to put away for you to be able to earn that particular income at retirement.
Is there a particular stage in life where someone should consider adjusting that investment strategy?
100%. I think it's important to regularly do that assessment to say, what are my goals? Are my contributions towards my investments and my retirement planning still intact? Because we understand that goals change. We as people change in general. So it's important that you make sure that you do, if not an annual, at least every 5 years, do that assessment just to check if you're still on par for retirement.
And there is a simple but powerful rule, which is pay yourself first. What does that mean? And how does this mindset shift help people become more consistent with their savings?
It basically means that we're encouraging people to save a portion of their income before spending on anything else. So you're basically treating your retirement savings as a non-negotiable expense so that you can build a very disciplined approach to investing that safeguards your future. So you're securing money for your future by basically paying yourself first before doing anything else.
And just very quickly, I understand this is a moving target, but is there a recommended percentage of income that people should ideally be saving for retirement?
So we always say if you can try with at least 15% as a minimum, but when it comes to retirement savings in general, you can save up to the limit of 27.5% per annum or 350,000 per annum. But if you can at least try to start with about 15% of your gross salary, that way you're setting yourself up to be able to retire comfortably.
And I'm going to thank you for joining me tonight. That is Asavela Gwele, Senior Consultant at 10X Investments.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.